Welcome back to the Plug in America podcast. I'm Sherry Boschert, and our guest today is Richard Kelly, who's a board member and secretary of the board of Plug in America. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Sherry.
Today we're going to let all of you listeners know about a very important event happening on March 27, 2008. The California Air Resources Board is going to vote on revising the Zero Emission Vehicle Program. This is a day that many of us have been waiting for 5 years. Richard, tell us why this day is so important.
Well, this will be our last opportunity for possibly years to have the ZEV program stay strong. And unfortunately, the recommendations that were given to the board by staff, we feel, go in the opposite direction.
Now, listeners, if you know the history, you might remember that in 1990, the California Air Resources Board, as it was desperately looking for ways to clear up the state's smoggy skies, they noticed that General Motors had shown an electric car at the LA Auto Show, and they passed what was called the Zero Emission Vehicle Mandate, requiring the major car companies to build electric cars. That mandate was watered down in 2003, basically turned into a hydrogen research program, allowing the automakers to take back all the cars they had leased and destroy many of them, which you've probably seen in the movie Who Killed the Electric Car. Well, Plug in America has been working inside, lobbying CARB, the staff, the board members, trying to get them to do a better revision this time. We haven't been all that successful. So now we're going to sort of take to the streets and to the Internet, right, Richard? What are we doing?
Right. We have a history of asking our supporters to call legislators, to send postcards. We've handled campaigns in the past in those traditional methods, and we are evolving, basically. We are moving into the Internet age where we are asking our supporters to visit a page and send comments directly to both the governor right now and CARB. And in doing so, we're trying to leverage our supporters' response in a way we've never done before. It's very interesting. It's great for a person to contact the governor or CARB, but now we will actually be able to track the response and be able to use it in speeches we make. We will be able to possibly show. I don't want to tip our hand on all the things we're planning.
Yeah.
But we could better communicate the breadth and depth of the response we get.
Yeah, Richard, you're one of our two webmasters.
I wouldn't call myself a webmaster. We have Ted who is doing a great job with that. I have a computer science background, and I've been helping set up new platforms for us, basically.
Well, I think you're much too modest. You've put some really excellent and elegant tools on the site so that listeners, if you go to pluginamerica.org, you'll find very easy steps to take to get your messages to the Air Resources Board and to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, Richard, do you think Governor Arnold, the governator, will be at all sympathetic to the idea that we want more electric cars out there?
I think he will be. He's a future owner of a Tesla Roadster himself, so there must be some appeal and understanding of the advantages of electric drive. Mm-hmm. And we started this campaign last week, and we sent out an alert to all our supporters yesterday, which was Saturday, and we've already had an incredible boost in responses, and so the governor will actually walk into his office Monday and find a pile of faxes waiting for him there.
That's great, and any of you who are listening who can go to the site and spread our message far and wide, you know the power of the Internet. We've had messages from people all over the world, right, Richard?
Yes, we have. I'm surprised. People are watching this issue from places as far away as Finland,
mm-hmm.
Australia, and we've had responses come in from 40 of the 50 states in the United States.
And here's one reason why it's so important, listeners, is because the Zero Emission Vehicle Program is what got us thousands of electric cars on the road. California is the only U.S. state that is allowed to create a vehicle exhaust standards that are stricter than the federal government. And then the other states have the option of following California's regulations or the federal regulations. And you know the federal laws are not that strict. This is all under the Clean Air Act of the 1970s. So 10 states have lined up to follow California's regulations, whatever we decide to do on March 27th. And those 10 states account for more than half of the U.S. population. So this is the potential to create another huge market for plug-in vehicles, or, as the airport staff is proposing, let's wait another decade. I really don't think we have time to wait.
No, and I'd like to add that although 10 states currently follow CARB regulations, there are at least 10 others that are considering it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe currently only follow some of the regulations and potentially could follow all of them. So I think this could potentially sweep the nation.
Well, you can help us, listeners. Go to pluginamerica.org, take action, sign up for our action alert, and if you're in California on March 27th, and actually on March 26th, the day before, if you can join us for a big rally in Sacramento and get it out to the media and let the Air Resources Board know that the world is watching, we'd love to see you there.
And I'd like to add that we have found that phone calls are the number one way to communicate with these legislators. We are, our campaigns are fax campaigns, which are great also, and they also have web forms available. So if you go to their web pages, the Governor and CARB, there are web forms there that you can fill out. Putting in your own response is the best way to make sure you're heard. Basically, a little bit of text. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. A simple message to them.
And if you ever wanted to dial up Arnold Schwarzenegger, here's your chance. Give him a call on our behalf. Well, thanks for joining us, Richard, and everyone, keep in touch. We'll get you more details. And remember, plug in, America.
Thank you, Sherry.
This edition of the Plug in America podcast was produced by Sherry Boschert and edited by Joseph Fuentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug in America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.